This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I cannot believe the Super Bowl didn't win the Oscar for Best Picture.
I'm John Mark, and I'm still tired.
What are you tired from?
Plenty.
It's been a lot going on. Well, we could read that when the second half comes. It's been a lot going on in the sporting world, as there always is. I'm sure our third host, Ricardo Wells, will join us at some point. But before we get to any of the topics we have to speak about today, be sure to hit us up on the text line powered by BTC. That's 422-4796. Again, 422-4796 to join in on the conversation. We usually start the topic of the week, and we like to call that What's the Lead? And for us, there is one thing that is the lead that dominates the airwaves, dominates the headlines whenever it takes place, and that is BAISS track and field. As everyone knows by now, St. Augustine's College
didn't win.
Yeah, you lead with them. You got to know how to do it. You lead with them. So they're like the Cowboys, right? The Cowboys gets the ratings and the topics whenever
you sure the talk Cowboys.
Yeah,
they. Are I mean, the but success wise.
No, their success. They're the Cowboys in terms of popularity.
Okay.
So with ESPN or with any major network, whether the Cowboys win or lose, you lead with them. That's just what it is. That's how you get the ratings. So QC wins the 2025 meet. I think this is either the fourth or fifth. There are always differing reports on this. I don't know how well our high school sports history is kept here in the country. But QC wins the meet. They led wire to wire. But for us, the biggest storyline emerging out of this wasn't what happened on the track, but it was the fact that, yeah, you didn't have the live stream that a whole lot of people were accustomed to getting year after year from us. I feel like for us, that's what's been taught, what's happening on the track.
So what's crazy is because we see everything, like we're not blind to our social media channels. We're not blind to messages. We're not blind to the chatter or deaf to the chatter around the, you know, the communities of track and field. But one of the biggest things is we wanted to make sure that even though we weren't streaming this event, we didn't want to take away from the event, because we could have made this about ourselves very easily.
We're going to make this segment about ourselves.
No, eventually we were, but we waited till the event was over, because at the same time, you don't want to take away from the kids
who are
participating.
It's about them.
It's about the event, and you just want to make sure the event. So anything that comes from this, from that side, it becomes after the event is over. Don't try to take the shine away from anyone during this event. You just let people know what happened when the event's over, which is what we did last night with a lengthy post. When I first started, I said, congratulations or sorry. Like I didn't really read it the first time, because I was like, oh, man.
That's all right. That's not your job. You're good. That's not your job. Again, the telephone lines, 323-543-316, 325-4259. Hit us up if you want to join in on the conversation. So obviously, look, and we'll have to stand on our soapbox and actually give you an idea of what we are and what we do if you're kind of new to this. So the idea behind, well, one of the ideas behind when we started 10th year seniors in the first place was the genesis of a part of this idea was when we were coming up in high school, whether you participated in sports, whether you watch, there was one thing we got to see. That was the Hugh Campbell final game. That's it. That was the only high school sports that was ever appearing on TV at any point. That was the only time we could watch anything. Hugh Campbell final, that's it. Anything else, you had to be there in person. I'm not going to say people didn't care enough to do it. I'm not going to say whether sports enough was a big deal for them to do it. It just wasn't aired anywhere. So us being raised in the ESPN era, we were like, this is a terrible way to do things. None of these people have the foresight to understand that everyone should have access to see this. So we just got our equipment. We just started doing it. That's what this was built on. We never asked permission. We just went out there and we did it because we felt it was something that was underserved in terms of recruiting, in terms of people just having interest in it and not being able to see it. We went out there and we started doing it. I think people didn't recognize that, yeah, that production value comes at a cost. Like, you're not just going to keep going out there and having A-level production values without a cost associated to it. And I feel like everyone needs to recognize the importance of that.
But it's not just the cost.
It's a huge part of it.
Yeah, no, it's a huge part, but it's also the improvements that have been made throughout the years, because it's just, yeah, you buy your stuff, but then it's time. Time is also a big factor, especially when it comes to BEISS, because what time is BEISS? It's between pretty much 8 to 6 p.m. Those are the hours that you're looking at working a BEISS event. The reality is a lot of people still have regular jobs. Like, this isn't something where we have a full-time staff to be able to say, hey, we're going to pull this person, pull that person. Even if we had a full-time staff, you would have to pay extra because they're working over 8 hours a day. So it's just not, you know, cut. It's not black and white. There's just a lot associated with the plan.
Yeah, but I'm talking more from the macro.
Money is always, we always go back. Money is always the biggest issue.
No, but from a macro sense of why it needs to happen in the first place, we have to evolve where the times are. Like I said, we all were raised in the ESPN generation. We're used to seeing this kind of thing happen. We were watching LeBron play games in high school.
How many videos do we have of us in high school?
Why don't we have, and this is, we sat there and we thought that, well, why don't we do the same thing for our high school students? Why don't we make them the stars that they are when they're having their conversations? Put them on the platform, because it should be more than you just get to watch one basketball game at the end of the year. It should be more than you just talk about it anecdotally, or you wait until the morning to read a newspaper, or you, well, really watching the news at night. There's different ways that this generation gets their information now. And so you have to create it instantly. Right. And that's what we sought out to do. Do people not see the value in that?
First of all, good morning, Bahamas. I was a bit late this morning. The guys filled in.
Yeah, I already talked to you. Okay. I already talked with you.
The telephone line's open?
I don't know.
Okay, let's open the telephone lines. Yeah, telephone line's one, open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. On toll-free at 242-300. 5720, and as Ronaldo mentioned, the text lines are also open at 422-GR96. That's 422. Conversation on Guardian platforms and also today 10YS platforms. So just jump on in and be a part of it. As the guy said before we took that little tangent just now, it's not that they don't understand the monetary value. It's, from my standpoint, I think the issue is Bahamians don't conceptualize how these things are paid for, how these things are handled. We grew up in the ESPN generation. We grew up in the ESPN generation where...
God, it is, they say everything else.
Hold on. There's a commercial component that normally handles these things. So the station kind of just puts it out there. You pay your cable bill, they get a percentage of that. You go ahead and you pay... Well, they get their commercials to come in, and that builds up the majority of the payment made.
This is where, like, being in the industry, I have learned that it is not just that. It is something where the TV stations get to a point where, depending on what the event is, we'll say, we will give you XYZ slot, but you have to still take care of production costs. Right. So the people who host the event still have to take care. Meanwhile, the cable company or whoever has the channel is allowed to still solicit sponsors. So there's still a cost. Like, people have this concept thinking, and I always say it, and the NBA gets paid $1 billion because the NBA has $1 billion worth of stuff to sell. Let's put it that way. The NCAA tournament makes this because into it, and it makes money. Our events here would not make money like that to a level. But for these smaller events that go on, 95% of the time, the person who's hosting the event takes care of the production costs. Like, that's just reality of how the business works. This isn't something where, oh, everyone's watching it, they must be making money. No. The reason they pay for it is because they know the value that it's going
to
bring them.
All right. So just to clarify, we've been up this hill a couple of times now, just trying to figure out not only a schedule that works for everybody, but a cost that works for everybody. So I think it would be best to kind of broach the conversation there to let persons know the challenges that we face from a cost perspective, and how we've communicated this to not only sponsors that we've tried to partner with to bring these sorts of events back to live streams and back to televisions, but also from a government standpoint.
So I think BAISS is pretty easy and it's pretty simple because this is the one that I think everyone at every segment of society is pretty locked into. This is one of the few areas where I actually see Bahamians in terms of a fan base. Whether you're a part of one of those two big schools or not, the gravitational force of how popular it is kind of reels you in, right? So this isn't difficult for you to grasp. So if everyone wants to see it, if everyone wants to be a part of it, then it stands to reason that there should be forces in place to make sure that kind of thing happens. From our perspective, so in terms of every other, I mean, and John can speak more to specifics of production like he was doing because that's his area of expertise. But yeah, you need cameras. You need people. You need people to man those cameras. You need a production team. You need all of this. The graphics that you see, all of this kind of things, that's a necessary component. I mean, whether people know that, I'm reading that from there. But whether people know that or not, that's a part of what it is, right? So we want to be able to do this. We want to be able to bring it in. How y'all want me talking and do this?
No, you can read it later.
All right. We want to be able to do this. But at the same time, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
No, I'm in absolute agreement there now. I think the difficulty is from the general public is the idea of why we aren't being funded to do these things. That's the concern.
Why only read it?
No, I just wanted you to see it before we get through it. But that's the core element of the discussions that I've been having the last couple of days. It's from the belief that if something is this valuable, not only to me, the viewer, how come that isn't being seen at the BISS level?
Because it always wasn't seen as that valuable. No one saw the value in it before we decided to go out there and do it. If it always was that valuable, it would have been done way before 2015 if people really saw the value in it. So for us talking from that baseline level, assuming that the value is in it, no, people don't see it because for them, it is something completely recreational.
Right. Because we used to just post, because the first year we posted highlights. That's what we did. And then it was the second year that I got, you know, whatever, the contraction to be like, hey, we might as well just throw this up. We're here. Let's throw it up. And it was just like, if we could figure out when we put a live stream up that, hey, this is going to be the biggest event of the year. And you try to sell it and people are just like, oh, no. And they're the same ones who are watching it.
Yeah, so just want to read through text right now. Good morning, 10-year seniors. It's 10th-year seniors, but we'll go ahead. So to summarize, you guys are saying
stop being a stickler.
Yeah, JCPenney's
so, wrong. Yeah, what is wrong with you? Sorry,
saying
texter.
That you
yeah.
guys
Carter's a jerk.
Did not cover BISS because of funding, correct? So did you petition the government for a contract to be able to do so?
We covered BAISS. Yeah. That's number one. We covered BAISS. It was on the news every night. We still posted the highlights after the
fact.
Specifically,
what he's referring to.
No, I know, but I always need to. So when people say that, I need to make that correction because we still covered it.
But
it was out there.
That goes against the point you were just making.
No.
You just
hold
specified
on.
That majority behaviors don't
wait,
watch
wait,
the-
wait, 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 wait. They still saw, and John could tell you the numbers of the views that are online. No, I need to make the specification that we still covered it. It's not that because we didn't live stream it, we didn't do it. But yes, the reason we did not live stream and we did not do that, yes, is because of funding. Did we petition the government for it? Well, it's not a government event. So no, we did not petition the government to do that. That's the answer to that.
You want to go back to the us putting the highlights every night,
yes.
Me staying up till 9 p.m. uploading highlights? So people could see some of the races that went on. No, yeah. When people see, and I think the word would be insulting to a point when people say that we didn't cover it because we're the only ones who actually have legitimate footage of the event. We have photos. We kept people updated abreast with what the final scores are. People got to remember, production, you need 9-10 people to do a production job. I can go up there by myself and catch finals, which is a lot easier. It's just a little time consuming at a point, but it's a lot easier that way. But no, we covered the event. We informed the public. And as I think that's what we are.
I don't wear that journalism hat no more. That ain't me.
As content creators.
Yeah, that's closer to where you are.
As content creators, we still showed the public what was going on.
Fair point. So to sum it all up, From the government standpoint, we've had initial conversations with different arms of the government trying to bring this thing closer to fruition. I think the situation here is that the way the government is segmented, you have a segment of the government known as the Department of Youth Sport, well, the Department of Youth and the Department of Sports, and they're on culture, and the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, that has not founded in their wherewithal to make sponsorship available for events like this. So we've moved to Corporate Bahamas in the last couple of years, trying to garner sponsorship to at least cover the cost to produce on individual days. We've had some successes, a lot of failures. And to date, we've still not had a guaranteed sponsor step in and say, hey, we want to assist you with, whether it's BISS, GSSSA, whether it's basketball playoffs or softball playoffs. We've not had guaranteed sponsorship in any of those regards. So it's been a struggle to bring these things from just the production process to the reality process without making general sacrifices amongst our team. And I think this year was the tipping point, because what you have is a situation where, yes, the guys can't cover it from a news perspective. Naldo won't wear the journalist hat, but yes, he is also a journalist. And from that standpoint, the capacity to produce at that level for a three-day shift, it's in the thousands. And to make that sacrifice year after year after year with no resources coming in is a bit tough.
So we say, I think we were also kind of giving people a cop-out in assuming that they don't know, because we've had sponsors before for this specific event and for other things. The fact that, and everybody watches it. Everybody watches it. If you watch the Super Bowl, if you watch a regular season NBA game, watch a baseball game, it's always brought to you by somebody. People know this. We got to stop giving the public cop-outs like they don't understand what's going on. All of these corporate citizens, they sponsor a whole lot of trash every single day that we see.
That's true. Yeah. But there was 2 years that we got something. And those 2 years, and I don't care telling what the public is, for two years, $4,000. Like, think about that for a production cost for what we do. I could tell you we spent more than $4,000 the other 6 years. So if you're running a business, it doesn't make sense to be able to say, hey, why are we going to be spending money and losing money as a company?
Congrats to QC, though.
Yeah, congrats to them. But why are we going to be spending money and losing money as a company?
Why are you holding your heads in your hands?
It doesn't make sense with business. It's not good business. Let's just put it that way.
Why are you holding your head in your hand? What is the
issue?
Let's
just take it somewhere else.
Could we take it somewhere else? That's the point of us having the conversation in the first place.
Carter's at a loss of words. This is the first time.
All right. So, yes. So, that was a lot of the questions that people pose, and that is why it wasn't there. But nonetheless, you had, like I said, you had the Comets winning, what? Was this their fifth in school? You know what we didn't get to talk about? I know BAISS is going to dominate, but moving forward from this, I think you saw a whole lot of performances for us to look forward to in terms of springboarding.
Thomas St. John's?
No. In terms of springboarding from BAISS going towards Charifta. Because that's what this is all about, right? Yes, you have we shift very quickly from the high school level, looking at it nationally, and then we go into representing the country.
Yeah, you go nationalism.
So you had a whole lot of Charifta qualifiers from both of these schools and from others as well. But before we get to that, I think we got to mention the race for third, which is always an important one.
Oh, that's
right?
The most important.
It's the most important title.
That's the 10YS People Champion title.
Yeah.
Because we know how important it is. Because the top two.
The top two is going to be the top two.
The top two is the top two now, but when we were in school, it was the top one, so it was a race for second place. The race for second.
St. John's won nationals in 97. Need to clarify that.
Shout out to Temple Christian.
So what?
It's 28 years ago now.
The Celtics still celebrate all of their titles from the 50s before black people were playing.
Temple Christian got some good athletes.
Of course they do.
Let's just put it that way.
Of course they do.
Shout out to St. Anne's too, because they had some good sprinters too.
They always do. I mean, but we know how track and field works, right? It's a numbers game.
Shout out to St. Anne's, not coming last.
How much points y'all score?
Enough not to come last.
Who came last, y'all?
Don't say last. What was it, 10th?
No, 15th.
It's last.
I think Westminster had won.
Yeah, Westminster had won.
But it was listen, shout out to them for being able to field a team, if it was a team.
It was not a team.
Anyway, we don't know that, Cardo. Anyway, The people's champion this year is the Temple Christian Suns. They've been the people. They've been the people's champion for the last two, three.
Wow. I remember specifically last year because there was like a news conference that they had a banner.
Remember I sent you that picture of the banner?
There was a whole thing. Where
it's a third place BISS?
I like where they
I like it too.
There was an entire news feature just celebrating the fact that they placed third. Like, yeah. It was a whole thing.
No. So, shout out to them.
Not third, the people's champion.
Yes. Fair point. So it's first QC Garment, second Sock Big
No, it's machine. First, then last, the people's then champion. People's champion.
Okay, yeah. Fair. Yeah. So this year we're celebrating the Temple Christian.
You think the Sock fan base blames us because it wasn't
live? It's funny because, like I said, we read all the comments and someone said, no wonder it wasn't live streamed this year because Sock lost. Let me tell y'all people in the public one thing.
None of us went there. None of us.
Cardo's wearing red, right?
That's because he's
FNM. I did not go to Sock. I can care less about Sock.
I went to Prince Will.
I went to Life Aki and St. Andrews. Those are the two schools I went to. We ain't winning nothing. Maybe soccer. But that's about it.
Y'all just be good in soccer.
Yeah.
Really? Also good at swimming?
I think so.
But y'all know where my allegiance lies.
Yeah.
I tell people every day.
No, it was just a coincidence. So there's no big conspiracy that we took the week off because QC was clearly the better track team this year. But it's not a conspiracy. They just were the better team.
I kind of like going the conspiracy route, though. People are really locked into conspiracies nowadays. How many
people from TC are going to be going to Sock
kinda,
next year?
Listen, when people say it, I feel like we should just be very ambiguous about it and be like, maybe. Or maybe that's what it was.
Maybe it's because the Sock didn't perform well. Maybe it was because they was at the altar.
It's very valuable. You still got to have it.
I understand having the altar. But boy, first of all, just thinking of production side. Safety ain't really there when you're trying to do it because you want a roof that's 2 foot wide.
Nobody worried about that.
Like one step and you're dead.
I did not expect you to go all the way there, John. Say one step.
The credit he's given to that roof, John has blamed the roof for potential cancer, potential falling to death. There's all kind of options.
Melanoma,
yeah. I was about to say melanoma.
No, but the sum of the segment is the point that we keep making. If you want to join the program, if you want to join our team and support in any which way, the option is there. Reach out to us via email. Reach out to us via social media. We don't only want to focus on BSS. There's a ton of great sporting activities that are upcoming. John is going to be going to... When is the Copa America tournament?
You mean America?
Yeah. Sorry, America.
That's in August.
So
end of August.
All of those sorts of things is the events that we want to draw focus on to just feature Bahamian athletes. Not just high school level, but on a big level. We want to feature as many athletes as possible to ensure that persons not only understand the talent that we have on these islands, but the possibilities that we can make from these islands. So if you want to join, if you want to support in any which way, reach out to us and let's make these events spectacular.
And I want to touch on something else that you said in terms of, well, not just youth athletes, but a big part of what the reason why we decided to do this in the first place was because of recruiting. And I know there was somebody that sent a message or a post or something saying it's going to hurt recruiting because we didn't live stream it. And my point to that was people have been getting scholarships to run track from this country from like the 60s. Like, it's not going to hurt recruiting. That's number one. Yeah, we understand that there's a need for that. That's why I remember when I was working at the newspaper, I remember dudes would be coming in there trying to get newspaper clippings and I would feel bad for them because I would say, this is not the way that this industry is going. This is not going to help y'all, which is why we started doing this in the first place. So we are well aware that, yes, this is a need. Yes, this is necessary. Everyone should know that.
And me and I was telling them yesterday, we were talking about it. Track and field is the easiest sport to recruit because you look at a time. Whereas basketball, you actually have to look at an individual. Individual on the bench who plays 2 minutes might show more than someone who's averaging 30 points.
All right.
There's different levels to recruiting and different sports. And it's something where track and field, if you run a certain number, you are going to be found. Right. These coaches are looking at all these results at the end of the day.
Oh, Ashley says she's listening. She went out now. Shout out Ashley in the Bahamian citizenship test.
All up in the UK.
That was a shout out. All right, so that's it for this segment.
Great. Before we go, I just wanted to say that the gauntlet is down. So all of those corporate sponsors,
you do your job.
Scotia Bank, Commonwealth Bank, First Caribbean, RBC, all of those.
We can't do that for the kids.
No, we could. They got Vitamol, they got Triple B, they got a ton of options in the back there.
Okay.
This is the chance now to step up, and it's not just for us. We all have a mission to run here, and this is your end of the deal. Step up, help us bring these events to laptop screens, computer screens, TV screens,
everything.
Everything.
Phones.
Definitely. So now you can sign us off. We could go into halftime.
That's it for the half. When we come back, we will be talking about the Junkanoo Boys and the CONCACAF B-Soccer Championships.
My Solomon Smart Rewards is the ultimate way to save and earn rewards on all your grocery purchases. With Smart Rewards, you will enjoy exclusive discounts and offers redeemable for all your favorite products. Whether you're shopping in Nassau, Freeport, or Exuma, our loyalty program is designed to give you the best value and earn you rewards every time you shop. Sign up for My Solomon Smart Rewards today and start saving and earning big.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows air on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Junkanoo Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer, non-stop action, Junkanoo rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And, of course, we have all nails at $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM News. Smart talk all day.
Welcome back to The Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and Ricardo is still shaking his head because I have a tendency to say what I want at the
you
most inappropriate time.
You can't bash everybody.
I'm not bashing everybody.
You can't bash everybody. I'm Ricardo.
You can tell the truth, though.
I'm Ricardo, as you can figure out now. This is the 10YS model. Like, it's the guys. It's the boys. This is how we work.
You're always trying to be the adult in the room. Sometimes chaos got to happen. Chaos is a lot of.
I'm John Mark, and I stand with Nell.
Thank you.
That's expected. But we're going to get into the second half of the show. We're joined today by the Junkanoo. Do y'all actually like the name? I got to ask. Do y'all like the name Junkanoo Boys?
Beach Boys.
It's John Beach.
Right?
It's kind of become a thing.
All right, fair point. So we're coming up on the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium. I think it's March 11th through 16th. We're inviting you to come out and watch the John Canoe Boys take on the top teams like Panama and the U.S. It's free to attend. Come out and support your favorite team. Again, that's March 11th through 16th at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium.
I bet you that gets broadcast.
Well, I mean, listen.
All I can say is FIFA got the bag. So FIFA got the bag.
So everyone is locked into this tournament. This is usually one of the more fun events, I think, on the calendar whenever this comes up. This is our fourth time, I'm not mistaken. We'll start with you, Julio, because you're the man of the hour. You're the goalkeeper. You're the person that has the most pressure on the pitch when we step out there. So from your perspective, what's your take on, because everyone says this is a fun, fast-paced version of the game, right? But for you, that's even more activity. What's your take on it?
Definitely. Well, for the keepers, we're more involved in this version of the game. I do play on the grass team as well. And a lot of the times we're left out of the action until, like, you know, say every 5 minutes we might touch the ball once. But in this version, we're very involved. So the keepers are part of the build-up. What that means is if you have a keeper that's good with his feet, able to become what we call a fifth man in attack, then it really stretches the opposition, give the attackers more time and more freedom. Just a lot more dynamic.
And the best part of this has to be keeper can score.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what gets young keepers into it as well. Just telling them, hey, you can pick the ball up, you can shoot it from your goal to the next. All right? So it's really exciting.
And Kevin, your position on the team?
I'm a forward.
Okay, so tell us.
He's a goal scorer.
Yeah, I was. John giving away. So tell the people about what the forward's job is on the pitch.
Just to score, but in beach soccer, it's more than scoring. It's like when the other team has the ball, you're also a part of defending, and it's a lot of hard work. Scoring, majority scoring.
And what about conditioning? Because does goalkeeper go through less conditioning?
Same amount.
It's the same thing.
Same amount.
It's the same. The same amount. For every training, we start off with about an hour just running. We don't see the ball for a while. Ooh. All right?
And this is all on sand.
All on sand.
Yep.
A lot of back and forth. Even when we do get the ball, it's kind of like fitness because you got to do all of that now with a ball at your feet. So, yeah, the fitness is up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Team Bahamas, we know the training regimen has been intense over the last few weeks. We know you had the last few months.
Which is great to hear, because a lot of times when national teams get put together, it's always a quick turnaround and you don't get that synergy that you're supposed to get as a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's great to hear that they put the effort in to get you guys practicing earlier so you can get together and be able to be a team.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the experience with Tahiti, because that's what were they ranked? I can't remember.
Fun fact, they're 10th in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tahiti. So one of the top teams in the world.
And they were runners up in a World Cup 1 year. So
The year that we had the World Cup here.
Yeah.
They were runner up.
Lost to Brazil.
Fun fact, they only lost to Brazil. They lost two games, both to Brazil. So they were grouped with Brazil to start off the tournament. And lost to them in their first game, won every game leading up to the final. They faced the mighty Brazil again and lost. So, yeah.
So, tell us about that experience with them.
Well, it was a very... Just to be pinned up against a team that's ranked 10th and just to see how we performed against them. And to be honest, a bit surprised on how we did. We held our own.
That sounds like a good surprise.
We held our own. We even managed to defeat them in one of the games we played. The other ones were close, like one goal difference. Yeah, those goals, say more or less, were down to just our errors. But I say if we were able to like take the day off and then play them in the end of the day fully rested, we'd have had a better chance of winning all those games. Yeah. But having number 10 in the world play us, and we pinned them back in some games, hold our own in most. Yeah, it was good.
So we're a couple years away from this year's tournament, this year's championship. I know the team is all set. I see y'all all get up. I didn't even know Bahari was making the uniforms. So
this is an old uniform.
Okay.
From the World Cup, it's just my favorite jacket.
Okay. Like did you still sell that? Because I didn't even realize that until I saw the logo.
Hey, I don't know if we still have any.
Y'all gotta have some of them in the top.
Sure, find someone who has extra one of those. For
yeah,
sure.
It's fire. I love it.
That's fresh.
Come bearing gifts next time. Man.
Yeah. 2 hours. What is the mental preparation for the team these next couple of days?
Well, just getting the right mindset, get the vibes going. Enjoy the cooler breezes.
I can only speak for myself, but I'm excited. I'm so excited to have like this opportunity to actually just. Because I feel like the team right now, we're in a really, really good state. Like, maybe one of the best we've ever been right now. So, I'm excited. I can't wait.
But you played Tahiti, different competition. You're not beating up on yourselves anymore. You're hitting bodies with someone else. How does that help leading up into this tournament where now you're going to be facing, stiff competition throughout the whole time?
Well, to be honest, none of the competition we're about to face is on that level as Tahiti, I'd say. And even those games with Tahiti, the last two we played, we more or less played without one of our key players. And it was still held competitively. So I feel like that brings a lot of confidence going into the next few games. Really looking forward to the starting game against Panama. We got US second, and we always look for a good time against the boys.
The beef.
But I love, we just love facing Trinidad. So that's a good group stage to get us ready for the knockout rounds. And to be honest, we only really need to win 4 games. First 4 games and you're in the top 2 makes it to the World Cup. So once you're in that finals, you clinched the spot already.
So the expectations right now, and Kevin put it out there, so for the public, you know, when you tell Bahamian people something, they could be expecting it.
Oh yeah.
So are we saying right now our best team ever? Just a year.
The most prepared team.
There you go.
Yeah, most prepared team. Because I'm not gonna lie, the fitness wise, I think this is the fittest we've ever been going into the competition.
Which guys is pretty much half the battle right there.
Yeah, the guys are in the right mindset. Always some things tactically you could work on, but fitness is there. You could get the tactics easily. Yeah.
So any particular matchup you're looking forward to this go around?
Trinidad, always. Yes. Trinidad, yeah.
I think we need to explain to the public why
there's a lot of beef
why
there.
The matchup between the Bahamas and Trinidad is what it is. So give us some
insight. It's not just on in the beach. It's also something that's spilt over from grass. Mm. So a few years ago, Trinidad needed to win a game against our grass team in order to continue their progression to the World Cup for the grass team. They were unable to do that. Mm-hmm. So they played us, and we had a young goalkeeper in goal.
Brick wall.
It was a brick wall. They weren't able to beat him at all. So from that moment on, the rivalry kind of became a real rivalry.
That was the funniest day on social media.
I saw.
To follow any Trinidadian who has any interest in soccer, that was the funniest day on social media.
Ever.
Like, they would accept any sport except soccer.
The sky was falling for them. Yeah. It was crazy.
Because they're not to the next round for the World Cup. Like, they eliminated. They were, ranked in the 80s that time or something like that. I mean, this is, I always say, Trinidad and Tobago is the benchmark and Jamaica of what Caribbean teams could be. They've made World Cups. Haiti as well. They've made World Cups. So it's something where you look at those federations and you're like, how can we get to a World Cup like they got to? And we were there.
I mean, we got the juice now. So that's what the rivalry is. So looking forward to that one. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. So tell the people a bit about the atmosphere they can expect, because like we've been saying, you know, the beach soccer game, this is a different version. It's more of a festive atmosphere, so to speak. Tell the people what they can be looking forward to once they come out.
It's like a consistent party out there. All right. So the game started 2 and every 2 hours, basically. So 2 to 4, 4 to 6, 6 to 8. We got the 8 o'clock games.
Every night.
There ain't no excuse that it could be too hot. Yeah. No, the sun could be down. It's prime time.
You can't complete. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all got time. Y'all got time to come
home. And it's free.
Come home, bid, check on the wife, pick up the sweetheart, come out there.
Okay, maybe not.
Whatever you feel for.
Okay, right? So I take it back. They are the chocolate boy. Yeah.
All right. So, but John mentioned the most important part. Admission is absolutely free. So you don't have to. All you got to do is worry about how you feeding yourself, how you drinking. Yeah. Come out there and watch the games completely free.
And for those people who don't like grass soccer, but let's say you're into a sport like basketball or something like that, this will be perfect for you. You don't have to wait long for a goal to score, okay? And it's back and forth, constant action. So it's three periods. We play three periods, 12 minutes. So it's, time is similar to basketball. Goals that are played, time stops.
That's a long 12 minutes, though.
Yeah, yeah.
For them, not for us. For us, it seems like it goes like that fast. Yeah. But for them, I mean, when you're running on the pitch, that's completely different. All right, guys. So we will. You said you guys are moving into your official housing today. So y'all have a lot to look forward to.
Plenty of food.
Plenty food. We will be looking forward to what Team Bahamas does on the pitch. Cardo, give us that read one more time so everybody can know exactly what's going on.
I don't really like to read, but I'm still going to do it.
You have to do it because this is what they said we need to do.
CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium in Nassau, March 11th through 16th. Watch the Junkanoo boys take on top teams like Panama and the USA. It's free to attend. Come out and support your... They don't have it in this, but I'm going to say the fittest team that the Bahamas has ever put on.
Definitely.
Come out and support. Start March 11th through 16th. So that's, I think, Monday, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's a lot going on. Come out and support, as Ronaldo mentioned. It's free of charge. Just figure out what you're drinking, what you're eating, and just have a lot of fun.
I mean, you don't even have to figure out like that, because they're going to have stuff out there where you can pick the drink, and they can have food and they can have drink.
So just bring the cash. Meet us out there. We're going to have a good time. That is this Tuesday through next week, Friday.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of your job in terms of the communication effort. You got the word out there.
Yeah, we definitely did. Definitely.
For sure.
All right, so we'll head to a quick break. When we return, we will discuss some other things Cardo wanted to talk about, which was LeBron almost slapping Stephen A. Smith.
There we go. Nice to you.
Price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and Certain Teed Lip Bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasaya for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Gym next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle and the Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and its party meets world-class action. Jungle Rhythms, great food and pure vibes, and it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I am going to try to be more well-behaved for the final 10 minutes.
No, we need
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I just
That's
was,
a lie.
Okay, good, That's good, a lie. Good. Because all we're about to do is get into this basketball conversation. How has LeBron won the GOAT debate? By just adding Luka.
Okay.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Here's the thing about sports, and it's completely subjective. He's never going to actually win the GOAT debate, because I can say this, and you can do a poll of all of your families. You can go to barbershops, wherever people are gathered. There is nobody between the ages of 45 and forever that will assume that LeBron James is the greatest of all time. Old people hate LeBron.
Who Kaizen pick?
Who's the greatest?
Mm-hmm.
LeBron.
Like, I don't want you guys to be mistaken.
I stand with Kaizen too.
I'm a Kobe stan. Kobe will always go at 40. Like, it's ridiculous.
Check a reporter?
That too. I've seen other people check Stephen A. Smith.
This is why, listen, and this is going to, we're going the last 10 minutes on this, right? But here's my thing with what happened with the LeBron Stephen A. Smith thing. And everyone is saying, I think people are being purposely obtuse when it comes to this, because they're trying to miss the point of this. This was not him approaching Stephen A. Smith just because he was saying Bronny's not ready for the NBA. Bronny's a G League player. Y'all don't think LeBron know that? Y'all don't think there's a whole lot of people that have been saying that? Have we seen him approach everyone? There has to be more to it than that, right?
What are y'all mad at LeBron for? If you had the opportunity
just don't like
to
him,
have
John.
Your child make $4 million,
but I don't what you think doing? The money was a part of it.
It ain't about the money. It always about the money. But it ain't about the money. But I'm just saying, let the man, he been in the league for 20 years, face of the league, face of the franchise.
I think that's where all of this started. The face of the league discussion. And I think that's what we glossed
Before
over
that,
week.
Let's, on that point, John, every single business in this country where someone is in position of power, their child will be following closely behind. Every single one. Why do we think that's any different for someone who's the most powerful person in the NBA? If my child is even remotely close to being good enough for this, yes, I'm going to give them the push to go ahead. Why do we don't understand that? Y'all think y'all bosses ain't putting there for y'all?
Productive day.
Productive day. So LeBron sees Stephen A. Smith on the sidelines of Lakers Knicks. He approaches him. We don't know exactly what was said, but from the gist and from what Stephen A. Smith confirmed, LeBron basically said, hey, whatever's going on between us, keep my son out of it.
Yeah.
And I think that was more about Stephen A. Smith questioning the parenthood of LeBron rather than saying Bronny's not NBA ready. That right there.
Well, I think it was him questioning more of the power that LeBron kind of wields in this new NBA.
Which is crazy, because Stephen A. Smith just got $100 million from
ESPN. I was about to say, he used LeBron to get to this level. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, when we were in the early stages of the Kobe, the Iversons, when he first came on the scene, those guys kind of clashed with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not what he is now. But he's used this, quote-unquote, I've seen the game develop, so I know more than you kind of persona to basically just bash LeBron and bash every star player that has come up in the last 10 years. So
look
this
at
is
the
why
relationship between
LeBron.
Him and KD.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is why I side with LeBron on this whole issue. It's not so much so that I'm not telling you can't address Bronny, but don't use what you have for me to then address my child. Like, if you want to say he's not cut out to make the league, now I accept that. But don't go ahead down the path of, oh, he's a good player. He's chalking up when you give him the opportunities in the G League. He's playing really good. But Stephen A. is just wilding out.
And you hit the nail on the head, because like LeBron, like he said, keep my son out of it. Inferring that, Will yes, Smith? there's something going on between us two, but you are obviously bringing him in because there's something else on top of that.
See, I recognized something was going on when they had the face of the league debate after. I think LeBron indicated that Ant didn't want it.
Right, when Anthony Davis was like, and we all know Anthony Davis's character. He's going to say exactly what he feels like. Wow. I just realized that me and him have a lot of similarities.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, yeah. Yes. A lot of them good, a lot of them really bad. But, yeah, so he basically said, I don't want to be the face of the league. Y'all can go ahead, give that to Wemby and do all of that stuff. Given what was going on off the court with Anthony Edwards, we kind of get it.
A lot of this get tough, bro. It's getting sticky down there.
I mean, it'd be fun, dude.
I mean, I'm looking at, like, historical 55th pick overall. The only people I know is Patty Mills.
Yeah, John, we ain't even traversing that territory again, because we get it.
And Santos, because he just got drafted.
But, so to what Carter was saying with the face of the league debate, and LeBron basically gave voice to that, and maybe he was probably talking about Stephen A. Smith in the moment.
He started the dialogue. Stephen A. was on the line, so to step up, and LeBron was like, why should anybody want to step up? When you get that position, it's not about how good you play. It's how whoever is talking about your game interprets it. And then you could never be good enough to do anything. So why would anybody step into that light? And I agree with him 1,000%.
The craziest thing about it to me is the whole face of the league idea is a complete media contrivance that was made up by people that talk about it. The reason why it was obvious while MJ was playing, right? But at the same time, you didn't have the 24-hour news cycle. You didn't have 7, 8, 9 million podcasts all over social media. You didn't have social media.
You didn't have guys having to go everywhere and be a caricature of a basketball player just to be like, hey, I trust and I love everyone. You didn't demand that at MJ.
No.
That's what you demand of LeBron. LeBron, life is on Front Street every single day. I think we started to turn this curve when Kobe was first coming up and he had the rape allegations and all the rape charge and all of that. You had a situation where this guy's entire life, from who he slept with to who made him breakfast, became like fodder for personalities on TV. LeBron just does not want to play that game, and you've soured the grapes for any other star that comes up because they don't want their life to be open book. The other day we saw it in the NFL with Joe Burrow. He had a girl at his house and he found every single way. Not to say, we together. Like, that's what we force athletes into.
Joe, I understand. I understand.
She said my friend was caught.
Joe Burrow instantly in that moment became Jackson. Because I was like, your decision making is impeccable. Like, you know, you could see a blitz and you could call an audible. I love Joe Burrow forever for that.
Bro, tell her to call the old lady, let her old lady make the call. Respect.
Yeah.
That's on another level.
Hey, that's my quarterback.
So you think if LeBron did slap Stephen A., he wouldn't have been in trouble because it was on an NBA court. And theoretically, like, you're not supposed to step on an NBA court.
Absolute trouble. Absolute trouble. So this is what I was telling people, right? So we do the same thing. We go in front of microphones and we talk. We have the right to say whatever it is we want, you know. We could go in here and talk with anybody. But if one of your sock people are angry and want to approach us about something because we said, hey, we'll do it. You got to be able to
approach us this week.
You got, in a good way, though. But you got to be able to live with that if you're willing to put takes out there. You know what I mean? So everyone has the right to do whatever it is that they want. But if you could say something, expect to be checked on that. Like when it comes to old school journalism, like back in the day, when you wrote a column and you were pretty much critical of someone, it was an unwritten rule that you had to also face that person. So you had to go in the locker room after you talk about this person and reckon with whatever it is. This is just another version of that. It just happened to play out on Front Street courtside rather than in the locker room.
There's cameras everywhere.
And I much prefer this new style of reporter-athlete relationship. Don't just stay up on ESPN first thing talking nonsense.
No.
You got to be there. You got to take it. And to Stephen A.'s credit, he dealt with it really well.
He did.
He said that he didn't want to address it, but he had to. I got to get
that's why he getting paid 100. Kind of the most amazing part to me was how, because everyone, LeBron knew once he did that, you just gave first takes ratings. You just sent them through the roof.
Yeah.
I was so surprised at Stephen A.'s reaction, because, and then that made me say, oh, LeBron had a point. Because Stephen A., Rant, Rave, do none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very calm, very docile.
It's something where face of the league, even though Stephen A. will bash him the most, he still respects him as a human, as a father,
as a mom.
But as an athlete as well.
As a 6'9 person.
I mean, that too. But it's like, remember, relationships with athletes are different today than they were back in the day. Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of The Accredited. We could go on with that for another half hour.
We might do a podcast on that, separate it apart. So also the podcast network, we got a lot coming there.
I'll let y'all.